Clicking record, and then 3, 2, 1.
That wasn't really a camera. Right. 3, 2, 1. That was pretty good.
What song was that even? Pain by King Princess.
Can you sing it?
Okay. Do 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 do.
I don't know it. I don't
It's so
remember.
good. You need to play it. Make it the intro. Do like less than 30 seconds so you don't get copyright.
How do I,
Genius.
what is it
Genius.
called? How do I type that in?
It's just Pain in all caps by King Princess. It's kind of like a, it kind of would be like a good like intro vibe.
I don't remember that. Oh,
Like, yeah, I gotta watch
got
this
a little
sometime.
playing music notification on Zoom. Set it up, and then it now says set it up in professional audio and audio settings. Okay, I'm not doing that. Episode 3.
We're back. We're back with special guest.
Yeah, we're here with longtime fan.
I've listened to all the episodes.
And longtime friend, Ethan Laporte.
Cue the applause music, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Is
you.
He the editor?
No, but it's just
he's our audio engineer. He's our audio
engineer. Okay.
Kind of, yeah. So yes, we're back. Welcome back to episode 3. And what a day.
Can I be fully honest with everyone?
Yes.
I had a beer before this, and I just wanted to share that. We were going to go
it's
get
awesome.
Chloe's in town, and we were going to go get coffee, and then the coffee shop closed at 2 p.m.
Oh,
So
no.
What coffee shop?
Cahoots.
Oh, I went to Argus. I got my French toast, cold brew.
It's back?
Well, you can just get it all the time.
Oh, why did
yeah.
I not?
Really?
Yeah.
French toast, cold brew sounds good. What is syrup? Maple syrup, I assume?
Yeah, and cinnamon, I think.
Oh, nice.
It's so
easy.
Simple. It's so good.
I'm drinking a Coke Zero right now. Uh-oh, caffeine. It's going to be a crazy episode.
Now you're not drinking Diet Coke.
True. I'm a fanatic.
People
Yeah.
are weird.
I'm drinking the caffeine-free Diet Coke because I'm trying to lower my caffeine intake. I'm trying to like only let coffee be my caffeine. So it's like when I like have a Diet Coke, I want it to like not like boost me, you know?
Do you think
And
if
it's like,
you were given Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, you could differentiate between the three of them?
Coke and Diet Coke, 100%. Coke Zero, I don't have as much experience with. I feel like I might struggle to do it between Coke Zero and Coke, but I think I probably could.
Okay.
But
I
if you
can't
do
tell
the
you the last,
caffeine on there, I probably couldn't.
like the last time I've had regular Coke, I just don't remember, to be honest. So I don't know if this tastes like it or not either.
All I remember is that
For
like
sure.
regular Coke leaves like a film in my mouth. It like makes my teeth feel weird.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's how I
Because
know.
I don't know, that's the sugar or something, or this like syrup in it, but I don't have that with Coke Zero. And it's a little caffeine boost, which is awesome.
Stevia, also.
Is that what it is? Or
I
is
don't
that
know.
in regular?
Stevia is probably in it. I can only assume to make it sweet.
I've always wondered like what the difference is like between Diet Coke and Coke Zero. I know it has like something to do. I've heard it was like a long time ago there was like a new Coke recipe and an old Coke recipe, and that like one like diet is like a sugar-free version of like the old Coke, and Coke Zero is like a sugar-free version of the new Coke recipe or something like
Huh.
that. I don't
Interesting.
know if that's valid at all.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't know what is used to sweeten this. Doesn't say. Well, there's no sugar. Well, I guess stevia is not real sugar.
I think it's, is it
Isn't that
stevia?
what zero stands for? Is zero sugar?
Yeah, and then it's like there's aspartame in something, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
that's what I'm thinking of, aspartame.
I think that's in
Oh.
Diet Coke.
It is, and it's also in this, which, and I've heard that's really bad for you, but.
I've also.
Eh. Nah, come
What's
on.
not bad for you nowadays?
Ethan, should we
Exactly.
explain how we know you to people who don't know?
Yeah, let the audience know. What's the
We
relation?
have a lot of fans.
Yeah,
Do you
they're
know how
probably
people
wondering. I
download
know they're
it?
on the edge of their seat right now.
They are gripping, white knuckling their chair currently. Ethan, how did we meet?
So like we, cause I, oh my God, wait, this is gonna go like way back.
This is actually it all.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start because it starts kind of in high school for me.
Yeah, I feel like you can start it and then
Is
I'll
that
talk a little later.
I was dating a guy. So, well, really, what happened was, here's the real circle of it all, is that in sixth grade, my cousin Isaiah switched schools to TK. And so, which is the high, it's Middleville. It's also known as Thornapple Kellogg, TK.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now do we want everyone to know where we're from? Come
We can
on.
bleep it. We can
I can
censor
blur
it.
it. I'm
Doesn't
joking.
matter.
If you're listening, you probably already know.
We have 48 listeners, so I think it's fine. And so he moved schools, but I hung out with Isaiah a lot. His mom and my mom are sisters, and they're very close. And for a while, when my family was in between, we had sold our house, but we had not yet bought a new house. We lived with my Aunt Julie for a year and a half. So I grew up very close to Isaiah. And because of that, I like knew all his friends, one of which being Sam, which is a part of how I know Sam. One of those also being this guy named
Anonymous high school boyfriend.
who ended up being my boyfriend for a time in high school. And so because
Anonymous high school boyfriend.
I had a sister named,
His sister.
I was hanging out with,
Boyfriend and sister.
and then I was hanging out with
Sister.
friends.
Sister.
Friends happened to be a girl named
Anonymous mutual friend.
who was dating Sam at the time also. And so then
Anonymous mutual friend.
went to a voice camp, right? Is
Correct.
it
Yeah, at Michigan, it was called Impulse. It was like a 1 week like a summer camp basically for high schoolers who are interested in like studying music in college. They like come to this camp, and we were here for 1 week, and that's where I met.
Anonymous mutual friend.
And we just became like besties off the bat, like just randomly. I don't even know exactly how, but it was just like somewhere at camp we like met and we just hit it off, and then we were like besties for the whole week, and then we just became like really close in general. And then after camp we both ended up joining this choir at Michigan, which is like for people that were also still in high school. We like saw each other every Sunday, and then eventually I ended up bringing her to my senior homecoming dance. She like came all the way, and
I
it was kind of
remember.
interesting too, because like she lives on the west side of Michigan and I live over on the east side of Michigan. It's about two, maybe a little over 2 hours away. So it was like kind of not a convenient friendship that we had. But we were so really close, we were just chatting, it was fun. And we were both doing the same thing. We were both applying to the same college programs, the exact same schools. So we're in it together for the whole time. But then she comes to my senior year homecoming. Unfortunately, she didn't end up coming to Michigan. So it kind of like it didn't fizzle out. We just kind of like both started to do our own things. Then there
But in the beginning times, she was coming to visit Michigan quite a lot, right?
correct, yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, I think she was still with Sam, his brother. And so she would come to visit, and Sam was in the Glee Club at the time. This was for our first semester, freshman year. So she would come to like the concerts and whatnot, and she would just be here. So we would connect back then. And then I wasn't in the men's glee club, which shout out men's glee club, everyone,
Shout
audition
out.
coming up in the fall.
Whoa. Wait, are
But
you still in the No, you're
no, I'm not
not.
in school anymore,
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
but I was last year when I did my master's. But yeah, so I ended up joining sophomore year. So then that is, but then I kind of already knew Sam through,
Anonymous mutual friend.
but then I joined club, and that's how me and Sam got to know each other, or Sam and I. And
But for the while when
Anonymous mutual friend.
was visiting, she would try to like hit all three. So she, because me and her were like pretty good friends, so then she would invite you and she would invite me to coexist in the same space.
Yeah, because she introduced me to you when she came. I think it was the Fall Hill 2019.
Probably.
I
Makes
think we
sense.
all went to the Post Hill Banger
Yeah,
at
I don't actually
the
remember the
university.
first time we met. I don't know.
I
That was,
think it was
yeah, it's because
then.
you were blacked out. No, I'm just like, I don't
That's
know.
probably not a false
I
thing to say,
have
actually.
no idea. I'm
No, right?
joking.
But yeah, because I think that was, it had to have been that time, because I feel like I remember seeing you, because I feel like we went to the concert together. Like, I feel like I was with
Anonymous mutual friend.
at the concert, perhaps.
I don't remember, but maybe, maybe.
Like, I feel like for some reason, I feel like I remember like her introducing me to you, like when we were like walking up the stairs to the mezzanine.
I don't have any recollection, if I'm going to be fully honest, but I believe you.
But that was like when we like first got to know each other, and then we probably just like connected on social, and then
Eventually, so I think we were friends, but then we had stats together.
No, but that we were, I think we were like, we kind of knew each other before that, I
We'd
think.
hung out with your friends from high school a couple times. Yeah, we were pretty good friends.
Because we like, I mean, because it was like that freshman year of college mentality when it's like you get introduced to one person, you have one small little thing in common, then you like latch on to them like you've known them your whole entire life.
Sure.
So I feel like that's kind of like what happened. So she like introduced me to you, and it was just like, oh my God, new opportunity for a new friend. Like, let's immediately become friends. Like, I can't remember exactly what we did after that, but there was something. There had to be.
I just think we were texting. I don't know. I don't
I feel
remember.
like we were, I feel like I remember us like, yeah, texting and just being like silly stupid, and that's how we figured out that we were similar and that we like would become friends.
Yeah.
And then yeah, then I hung out with you and brought you to some of the things with my friends from high school. We like hung out, and then that kind of
That
fizzled
Christmas
out.
party, the Christmas frat party. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Because I remember you being, we don't need to show those photos.
Yeah.
We don't need to show those. Those are bad ones.
Those are for the
That's,
Patreon
that I feel like,
exclusive.
yeah, there can be a Patreon exclusive.
You have to like
You
and
need to pay well.
subscribe and comment and give us a review to see those photos.
And
And you
submit
have
a
to join the
question.
Patreon if you want to take place in what is going to be a ne the next episode, or who's going to join us next or join them next.
Well, no, actually, I was thinking we could have a fan listener guest spot contest. Only
Oh.
because and my friend Ava wants to be on the podcast, I'm pretty sure. And but you don't know her, so it'd be more of like a fan. You know what I mean? We don't have her in common as a friend, so it'd be more of like a listener. So, I
Nice.
don't know.
She's an
Listener.
original listener too. One of
She
the first
is.
supporters. Shout out Ava.
Shout out Ava. Okay, so Ethan, we have some interview questions for you since you're our guest.
Wait, I feel like you have to finish the so you
Oh.
met and then you eventually
That's
became roommates for everyone.
yeah,
Yeah,
I
the
guess
rest is
it's
kind of like history. Like I feel like
yeah, there's not really much to
we
say
like
after.
became we like we became friends. Like I introduced you to some of my friends. Like I somewhat we kind of became friends with your friends, like your roommate and then yeah, because I was individually friends with Anna because we were in the same degree program. I introduced you to her, who then introduced both of us to Amaya. Like we kind of all just like
My
pinged
current
each
roommate to this
other.
day.
Yes. So it's
Yeah.
like eventually I mean, obviously like COVID happened and we became honestly really tight during COVID because we would do just what we're doing now. We'd Zoom like every single night.
Sam, I don't know if you know this, but Ethan and Amaya and Anna and I during COVID zoomed each other like every single day for like 2 hours or
I did
more.
not know that. Wow.
It was actually like really
Good
formative and
friendship. It was. I
foundational.
mean, there was like, it was like the only way to like be social. And it was, we were like, we're just like ripped out of like our college life. Like it was like,
For
what
real.
I'm supposed to do? Like, and it was kind of weird too, because I feel like that was, it totally was like the very beginning of all of our friendships and just the idea of
Yeah.
making friendships in college. So it was like the only way you could work to continue them is just
I
to
had
like
only known Anna for
that.
like, I mean, and obviously I met Amaya through Anna, so I'd really only known the both of them for a couple weeks, maybe. Not even. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then that was how it like just transpired from there because then we ended up taking stats together. Oh no, because we like kind of knew each other before because we
Yeah.
must have like got into stats, but like we weren't besties. I know Amaya has even said like when we were all in stats, we weren't super comfortable as best friends. We kind of were just like baseline. I know you were classmates, but then it just kind of grew.
And we were playing
Hell
Jackbox
yeah.
every day, pretty much.
We were. It was
Wow. You
a
ever
great
play Jackbox,
time.
Sam?
Yeah.
It
Which
was,
ones?
we played them all.
Everyone.
The
We
trivia one is my
would get
favorite one, I
excited and
think.
play in, I feel like, Zooms of when new Jackboxes were coming out, and Anna would buy them and then screen share with us over Zoom, and we would all play. It was like an
And we'd
event.
all get
Awesome.
like, we would like drink, smoke. It was just like we were partying like every night.
Yeah.
That's
And then
awesome. Nothing better to do.
that
For
one time,
real. I'll never forget that one time.
One time I was home for Christmas break. This is a side tangent. And I accidentally took 60 milligrams worth of marijuana edibles, which is,
Wow.
was, and it was the first time that I had done any THC substance since like first semester senior year of high school. Like it'd been like over a year, if not more. And I took 60 milligrams worth of edibles and it like started to set in while we're on this Zoom call. And I got really convinced that like I freaked myself out like massively, like really crazy, to the point where I was like staring at the screen. I was like, oh my God, they all know. They all know. They all know. And so that I wasn't saying anything. I think I hadn't talked for a while,
Yeah,
probably.
you like went quiet for a while. But I think that no one really thought anything of it because we were like, it was probably late. Like, we're like, oh, Claudia's tired. I feel like we knew that you had taken that. We're like, whatever. Like, she's just chilling. Like,
And then I was like, I have to go. I
and
was like, I have to
they're
go.
just like out of nowhere. It's like, and it was the fact that like she had probably gone like anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, maybe even longer, without like saying a single word.
You think so? But it's
That's a
that
long
long, and
time. Maybe just like a little like comment, a giggle or something, or I don't even
no,
know.
I think I was dead silent for a really long
But
time.
like regardless, she just was like, I was like, we're in the middle of a game, and she's like, guys, I have to go. Like, no context, just like drops out of the call. And we're like, what's going on?
Turns
And we
out I
like
was
find
having,
out.
no, I was having an anxiety attack from the amount of weed that I had consumed. So I called my brother down into my room in the basement, and I was like, Joey, I think I'm having an anxiety attack. And I think that freaked him out. And so then he went upstairs and got my mom, who like wasn't mad. She was just like, what is wrong with you? Why did you do that? And so then I threw up eventually from the amount that I had eaten that it caused me to get sick. And then I slept for like probably 12 hours, and then I woke up and I was fine.
Wow, what a time.
So COVID. Very
For
COVID.
real.
You
For
woke up
real.
and the world was still shut down. Still spinning, but still shut down.
Still spinning. Yeah.
It's a
Still
beautiful
partying,
time.
obviously.
Probably hopped on Jackbox a couple hours later.
Bruh. Okay, do you think Ethan's ready for these interview questions?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, Ethan, what do you think is the drunkest you've ever got at a glee party? That's my first question for you.
Oh my God. I mean, am I gonna remember? I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like I've never, honestly, I feel like glee parties were never my time to be the most belligerent, like, weirdly enough. I feel like I was like kind of controlled. I feel like something about the chaos of the embassy parties made me feel like I really need to be in control of my body because they were just so much. It
Ridiculous.
was like
Real.
a little terrifying. So I feel like I never got too insane. I feel like genuinely maybe the first glee party that I ever went to where I wasn't even in club was the one
Yeah,
Fall
true.
Hill. Like I
Those
feel like I
ones
was pretty crazy then.
when you're first experiencing that, and it's like open bar, blah blah blah,
I think
so
the
busy
only place
too.
that serves liquor like that.
Yeah, that's the scary part, is that it's open bar of like liquor.
It's
Mind
not
you,
just
it's
like
like
natties and like
Topchaka, but
wine. It's tequila. And you guys pre-cut limes and you pre-pour out salt for tequila shots, which I think is crazy.
it's luxe. It's really luxe,
I'm
honestly.
surprised you guys don't have more instances of, I guess you both are out of it now, so you don't really know for sure, but like that there's not like more alcohol poisoning or really like ridiculous stuff that happened. I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, we're pretty fortunate with that, generally people just knowing their limits, and then if people don't know their limits, then like their friends look out for them, which was nice. It's kind of an unwritten rule that was going on, which kept everything
When,
pretty safe. We
what
also
was the
had
drunkest
like
you ever got at a glee party?
me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say for the most part, kind of same as Ethan. I wouldn't go all out on those parties because I live, for the audio listeners only, and for context, the embassy where these parties were being hosted was a college house in Ann Arbor that we went, I lived in, and then that the men's glee club, which Ethan and I were both in, through parties at occasionally. So yeah, there's some context. But because I lived there, I feel like for the most part, I was constantly keeping tabs on things and making sure things were functioning properly, or making sure the police weren't coming and things like that. So I didn't really or always get to enjoy them as much as other people, I think, because more of like a chore or a job. Still a great time. But there are a couple times, one, I think the beginning of my senior year, where I just don't really remember what ha happened until the next day. And I've
Was
seen
that the
like
one where
pictures.
you like sent me a photo from like Lars's phone?
That sounds about right. I think that's the last thing I remember is me and Lars. Listener, shout out Lars.
He really a listener? Oh my God. Oh yeah, I remember you sent me his text.
I have a picture of him and I behind the bar, and then
It
that's the
got
last thing
sent
I
to my
remember.
phone somehow. One of you sent it to me, and that was all.
That's the last thing I remember. And then, yeah, the next day, I remember like not waking up until 3 p.m. and then just feeling awful. And just then seeing some pictures of myself of the night before that I did not remember at all. And
Do you guys ever puke the next day?
this was a time I did that. Only time ever, but this time it was Also, I don't really get hangovers very much, or I have had it in the past. But yeah, this was my like first real one, and it was pretty brutal. I guess I had locked my door while I was running the party, and then I was had to be like helped up into my room at night, and then the door was locked,
Oh
and then my
boy.
key was in my pocket, like tied around this little key loop in my pocket. And then so they couldn't get the key out of my pocket because it was tied. So Thomas like threw me over his shoulder and then put my pocket up to the door and then opened my door that way.
Bruh.
If that makes sense.
I understand, yes.
Yeah. Don't remember, but that's the craziest experience I think I've had at one of those parties.
Then what is your
Takes
least
me
favorite
back.
song you've ever sang for a Glee concert?
Oh God. There's like gotta be a couple. It's honestly whenever we sing some kind of rendition of some like musical theater chorus like stuff. It was always just a little too kitschy. Happy sunshine, rainbows, and blah, blah, blah. Where it's just like, oh my God. I feel like as someone who has just like been involved in choir for so long, that when you have to sing something like that, it just seems a little silly. 'Cause it's like, I want the deep complex. Like, give me that, like, the fun melodies and the in complex harmonies. So when you do, I'm trying to think, what was like that one? I feel like there was one that we did.
There's
There
one from Sweeney Todd we did that I don't remember what it is, though.
It's always like it's always just some kind of musical theater thing. I can't re I feel like I don't know if it was the Sweeney Todd one. I feel like there was something else we did where it's just always a little too like sunshine and rainbows, happy world.
Yeah, this
Sometimes
one,
I just don't want that.
the Sweeney Todd one, I think it was like when I'm around or when I'm not around. Do you remember that
Yeah,
one?
I do remember that one. I don't think I like that one either. I feel like that's the one genre that I was just always kind of like, like we'll do it, and then it's like, what's next?
Yeah. Personally, I was never a big fan of any of the German ones we did. I just don't think it's a very enjoyable language to sing in.
German is a difficult language to sing in general.
Yeah.
What was it like? What was one of the German ones we did?
I think this one that sticks out to me the most, I think this was maybe the semester before you joined, was Widerspruch. Hated that one. And oh, there's one on the I think it's on the album that they just released. Die Rose. He roses.
Oh, yes. I liked that
I
song.
don't, that was the one I liked. That was the exception. I think I liked that one. But
I do remember that. Yeah. Some of the like language ones can be hard, and I think sometimes it's like frustrating when we do like the niche ones, 'cause sometimes it's like hard to get like hard difficult pronunciations to get like 100 people to follow them correctly. It can sometimes just be a little disastrous. Sometimes it's kind of like, why do we do so much? But I honestly don't think we dabble too much into the difficult. Like, I know we did the Ukrainian national anthem. That one is super sweet, though. Like, I
that
really
one was cool.
appreciate
I
that.
liked that one a lot. What were some of the ones you liked doing the most, or like a genre or type of one song?
Like, maybe a cold take, but Unclouded Day was just like, I loved that song.
Oh man.
I loved that song.
I think for every time you guys mention a song, I'm going to put a gap in and I'm going to play an excerpt of the song so that everyone can get an idea of it.
That'd be awesome. As long as we don't get copyrighted, that'd be sweet.
Hi everyone, this is Claudia. I'm editing the podcast right now, and I just wanted to let you all know that I was too lazy to do that. So, sorry.
The tenor one part in that is just like
The tenor
so
one part is awesome.
exciting.
Yeah. I think I really liked that song at first, but then when it became like
It
a
was a little
cottage inn
overdone.
staple, I was like,
Yes,
okay,
you're right. Were you guys both 10-1?
yeah.
One, baby.
Best section, best section.
Hi, boys. Balls number
Drop a
one.
comment down below. What's your favorite TTBB voice part?
What is the
And it
second?
better be tenor one.
What's the second T?
Tenor two.
Zero.
Oh, TTB
Boo.
bass baritone?
Correct.
I'm lost.
Nice. You could also say baritone is like a bass one.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes people say that.
Okay,
Did
next
you have
one.
a favorite song that we did, Claudia, when you would see our concerts?
Oh, this is a
I know
later question.
exactly what it is.
Do you really? What is your guess?
Was I in it at the time? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. You weren't.
Can I guess it?
It was Olivia and I's favorite.
It was wedding quali, right?
Yes, which is a question I have on here, which is I wondered if you could sing it for me.
I wasn't in it. I never learned it.
You don't know any of it?
I could, like, if I was around people who were singing it, I could, like,
Chun
pick up on
chun chun chun
the
chun chun chun
melody. I guess it's such like
chun.
a multi-part that I don't think one person could like really do
Yeah.
it. But that was our favorite song, and I'm gonna send it to Olivia after this to tell
It
her.
is an incredible. Definitely play a clip of that and find like the Glee Club performing it. It's probably
I
somewhere.
don't know if that's on. I don't know. I'll look
I think
for it.
it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
YouTube MP3.
I can download that.
Yeah, for
I also
sure.
had a quick, I had a spontaneous thought. I was wondering if either of you can do a Stover impression.
Stover just followed me on Instagram the other day.
That's
He's like,
awesome.
and wished me a happy birthday.
Wow. No
Yeah.
way. Feel like a celebrity? Does he feel like a celebrity to you?
I feel like to me, kind of, I've known him for so long. I mean, because he's only been at, he was only at Michigan for like 5 years, 6 years,
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so.
But I think, because when I was doing that choir that I told you about earlier, that
Anonymous mutual friend.
and I did when we were both in high school, it was like Michigan Youth Ensembles, is what it was called. He was the director for that. So that was my first introduction to him. And I think that was maybe his first year or his second semester doing it. So I just met him and I fell in love with him. I was just like, this guy's so awesome. I want to work with him so bad. This was before I even auditioned, got in, like accepted my whatever to Michigan. And I just fell in love with him. So I think that from that point, he always was like a celebrity to me. But then getting to know him, it's like, obviously break that wall of stardom, I guess. But he's still genuinely, honestly, like top five best people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
Just in
that's
terms
not
of
a
like
hot take.
his
That's
like
a.
morale, just who he is to his core, is just genuinely one of the best people I've ever met. I just don't know if I've ever met someone who's kinder, more thoughtful, just like, I don't know. He's just an incredible person, truly. He could be an inspirational speaker and like make millions just like by what he has to say. 100%.
Now make fun of him. No, I'm just no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I don't think I've listened to him talk enough to know what he sounds like.
for context, he was the for the audio listeners, he was a the director of the Men's Glee Club and also on the faculty for the
How would that be enhanced if you were not, if you're watching visually?
it just we don't everyone's an audio listener, I guess, so
We're
I'll
not
just
seeing the
refer.
emotion on our faces.
True.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, one thing that I think is really cool that I didn't really know about him until we were on tour one time is like he is one of the leading choral people in the world slash or country, I guess, but just like how he's like a household name in the choral sphere, it seems like, which is really cool. And I didn't really realize the influence he had in that space until I was talking with some other people who don't like know him on the same level as we do as his students.
And what's so impressive too is that he actually like while Sam and I were in club, got his PhD in music education or choral conducting. The thing that's so impressive is that his personality, who he is, and just obviously what he's done in the past has gotten him to a point far beyond what other people could get. Because he was like a faculty at the University of Michigan at the SMTD, like one of the greatest music schools in the United States, with I don't think anything more than a master's degree. Which was really impressive. Like the fact that he was like teaching PhDs as someone who didn't have a PhD, which like kind of was like a point of contention and a lot of drama. But I fully, with my whole heart, believe that he had the skill to do it.
Definitely.
But it was just crazy. Like it's just the fact that he is such a great person and he's just so skilled and passionate about what he does that he was able to make it to where he is now, which is just really cool.
Stover, if you're listening, we love you.
We do.
We love you, and you're awesome. He's probably a listener, probably.
Two more questions for you, Ethan. Do you think that SoulCycle is a cult in any way, shape, or form?
100%.
Like, really?
Well, not actually, but like in a sense that people do become addicted, obsessed with it. Hundred
Can you
percent.
tell everyone what you do for your living?
So yeah, I am a as of November 1st, I am an instructor at SoulCycle here in Ann Arbor. So I teach classes. I typically teach anywhere from 5 to 10 classes every week. It's just a 45-minute site rhythm-based cycling class. I like curate a 45-minute playlist
You
on.
help people find they're beautiful.
I do. I help people find their beautiful health. That's
That's
kind of like,
intense. What do you call that? Is that like your
that's
slogan?
my
Like
mantra.
your
That's
mantra?
my mantra. Find your beautiful.
Have you found it?
Everyone's on the journey looking for their
It a
beautiful.
constant journey? Does it never end?
No. And you think you found it, but you can find parts of it, but you're always looking for your own beautiful.
Yes.
That's really beautiful. Wow.
Right.
It's good.
Right. Back to the cult thing, I'd say 100% it is. I mean, it's one of those things where it's almost like a good thing to like that you can be like addicted to. And like just working out in general, I mean, it's a little different here in Ann Arbor, but there's a lot of stories we hear from other instructors just because I spent a couple months out in New York training for this job. And a lot of people will come to SoulCycle and they use it as their way to recover from addiction, like alcoholism and things like that. So it's just a new way to find community in something beyond materialistic, the like harsh things of the world.
Are you PR trained to answer that question?
No, I'm not
Because this really sounds like you
trained. No,
are.
it's true though, it is. And people just, I mean, when you think about it from a scientific standpoint, working out gives you a dopamine rush, and it's the class itself is like very theatric, very like out there loud. It like kind of makes you feel like you're like a part of something really big and
And they
community.
always have like a find
Part.
your beautiful part to them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they
Yeah.
have like a come down, come to Jesus
I
moment.
swear.
It's a
That
healthy
is.
cult.
It is. It can be unhealthy, but anything can be unhealthy.
Right.
Okay. I think I have one more
Wait,
question
I have a
then.
follow-up question actually to
Oh,
that.
follow-up question.
But you said you had to go to New York to train for that, and you were there for a little while. Then do you get to choose where you want to work after that? Or they're like, we're sending you, you're getting deployed to Ann Arbor or to
Wait, it
like
kind of
Grand
depends.
Rapids
It kind of
or.
depends on like the company's needs. So like when I applied and auditioned for the whole thing, I specifically applied to work in Ann Arbor because I knew that
Okay.
there was a need in Ann Arbor. But people have before, if there's no one in Ann Arbor that wants the job or is able to do the job, sometimes they'll have someone else from like, we've had people from like New York, from Florida, that they wanted it and they're like, are you open to moving to Ann Arbor, Michigan? A lot of times they're like no, but sometimes they're like yes. So they'll come out here and that's how that will work out. But it just kind of worked out that they needed people and I wanted to still be here
Okay.
for a little bit.
And then because you're writing, like you said, like what, 6 to 10 classes a week? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so right now I'm only part-time, so right now I'm doing 5 to 10, but full
Okay.
time is like 10 to 15.
Have you found that you enjoy going on road bikes more, or do you prefer the static,
So
like
I don't
moving
have
bike?
road bikes, so I think I'm sure it'd be very different because it's like there's just a couple more components to it, but I'd really love to get into it. I just genuinely don't
Yeah.
own a road bike, although I've been in a weird challenge right now where it gets to this point when I've been just been doing this for so long, and now that I'm teaching, obviously it still is a challenge, but it gets to a point when you do something so many times that it almost, it's not that it becomes easy, or it's just it loses that challenging aspect to
It's like
it.
a habit now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when it becomes a job, so I've been trying to look for other ways to like push myself, be new to something, work hard towards another goal. And with that, I've actually been like, what should I do? And for a long time, I've always wanted to run a marathon. But I was like, how could I train for a marathon, but even take that even further? So part of me really wants to do a triathlon.
That'd be
I
awesome.
getting in the pool recently, trying to learn how to swim laps quickly. And I know the stationary bike doesn't 100% translate to road bike, but that's something I want to figure out over time. I'm hoping to find a little road bike or something, get into it this summer. Now that the weather's getting nicer, I think it's
Yeah.
good to start trying that and seeing how that translates. But yeah, I guess I don't really know yet. Maybe
That's
I'll come
definitely
back
something I want to get more
after.
into as well. But I actually just had my bike stolen last week. Fun
No
fact.
way. What the
Yeah, it was
hell?
awful. Yeah, I was at our this office and then I was working there for the day. And then I came down at like 3 o'clock and my bike was gone, which I
Did you
was
lock
not
it
happy
up?
about. I did. I locked it.
Somebody cut the
And
lock?
it was in the middle of downtown Center City, Philadelphia.
Were there
And
cameras around? Could you report it stolen?
So
Do you have like a
I
seat
probably
number?
could. I didn't. It was an old super old bike I got from my dad's friend's mom's like basement,
Okay.
and the gears and brakes didn't really work very well. So I was looking for an upgrade anyway, but still I was like, you've got to be.
So then you had
I
to walk home.
had to walk home,
How long was
and
the walk?
it's not too far. It's like 25 minutes,
Oh.
but still I was just not fun. I don't recommend. So now if I get a new bike, I will be getting a different type of lock that is more
One
secure.
of those like hard locks. I've heard those like the ones
Yeah.
that actually are metal and not like the cord ones.
I had the cord one.
Yeah.
So live and learn, I guess.
Yeah, now you can get that perfect bike that you have been wanting.
Exactly. All part of the
And did
plan.
you watch the Oscars?
I did watch the Oscars, although I'll admit I hadn't seen a lot of the films, but now I really want to. Now I'd like I Well, I've wanted to watch Anora since it came out, but I just never got around to watching it. But now that I watched it just absolutely sweep, now I know I need to watch it.
Yeah.
So
I
I'm
watched
going.
it the
You
day
just watched it.
before the Oscars because I don't know. I heard it was probably going to do really well. And I'd been also wanting to watch it, and it lived up to the expectation for me. I really liked
I heard it was great. I also need to watch The Substance.
I haven't seen
You
that one
never saw
either.
it? No, I know
You
it's
would
like
be the
the
biggest
like
Substance
queer
like
film to watch. Like everyone's talking about it, but I haven't. I
that is
need
a
to.
fail.
It is such a fail. I've been so bad with movies recently. I don't know why. Genuinely, Wicked was the only one that I was tuned into that was kind of featured that night.
AMC or not AMC. Cinemark, you can get a Cinemark membership, one free movie ticket a month.
Wow.
It's like $10 a month.
Really?
You get a 20% discount on all your food and beverages.
How much is it a month?
Like $10, I think.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And they rack up. So if you don't go to a movie that month, if there's nothing you want to see,
Get
you
to
can
the next one?
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty
Good to
sure. I don't know.
know.
Maybe it's more than $10.
I'm gonna take note of that.
Do you think that she should have won Best Actress, Mikey Madison? I guess
It
you
was
just.
between her and Demi Moore, right? Kind of was the
No, it was between her
consensus.
and Fernanda
Yeah.
Torres. Come on.
Okay.
I didn't see I'm Still Here, though.
Yeah, neither did I. I thought Mikey Madison was really good. But I guess I can't compare her performance to anyone else.
I have a
But
feeling she wasn't as good as Fernanda Torres, but I can't say. I didn't watch it.
wasn't the I could be totally wrong at this. I just have seen like critiques about it. Weren't people just saying that she, even though because the other person that she was head and head with did a great job, but like this girl, Mikey Madison, was really just like showed up the entire time of her film. Wasn't that what people were saying? That like her performance was really complex throughout the whole movie. Meanwhile, like the other actress didn't wasn't as featured in the film that she was nominated for.
That
I
could
could
be
be wrong.
true. That was not the discourse that I saw.
I'm also it should not be listened to. I haven't seen any of them.
I saw a lot of discourse about whether Anora was like pro women or not pro woman, because it's about a sex worker. And it like Sean Baker apparently is a controversial guy, which I didn't know, and he follows a lot of really weird stuff. I don't know. I thought there's a lot of people that were like, does this portray sex workers as powerful, liberated people? And then it became the whole, does sex work in itself empower and liberate women? Or does the need for sex work at all demonstrate the power imbalance? Like, men are not really sex workers. You know what I mean? I don't know.
What did
So
you think?
I don't know. I can't really say. I thought it was a good movie. I don't think I want to take this movie and apply it to my broader thoughts on sex work in general.
Fair.
I thought it was a good movie. I thought
I thought it was fun.
it was a well-made
I thought it
movie. I
was
thought it
funny too.
was
A
engaging.
lot
It was
funnier than I thought it
funny.
was going to be.
It was well-paced. It was well-acted. Whether we should be taking these themes to heart, I'm not. That's, I think, where I'm at with it. I don't need to like ascertain my general worldview from this film. I just thought it was a good movie, which I think a lot of people need to think about. I don't know. But it did win Oscars, which I guess people are ascertaining the worldviews from movies that are more popular. And, you know, if we're lauding something, what does that say about what we value?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. Sorry.
Wow.
I saw a lot of it. I saw a lot about whether this movie is a help or a hindrance to the, I don't know, the women's
Leave a
front.
comment down below. Do you think Anora
Tell us what
is a
you
help or
think.
a hindrance?
You think that this is a pro sex work movie or an anti sex work movie? Are you pro or anti sex work? Leave a comment down below.
Let us know. Let us know your thoughts, and we'll
Do you
read
think
them
Adrian
as
Brody
long
should have
as they're
got
nice.
disqualified for his AI use?
I'm pretty anti usage of AI in like that, in like theater or performance or live performance. But also, I feel like so much of his performance wasn't about the AI like enhancing of his accent, I guess. So much of his performance was just so much beyond that, that I don't know, it's tough.
Two
So
different hand job scenes that he had to act through.
true.
Two different ones. There's no AI there. Sorry.
No.
Did you see The Brutalist, Ethan?
No, I don't need to see any of them.
You haven't seen a single Best Picture nominee.
Wicked. I saw
Oh.
Wicked 4 times.
Wicked is never gonna win. Four
Four times.
in
That's
theater.
awesome.
You saw it 4 times?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
That good.
I love Wicked.
And you'll do it 4 times again for part two.
Do you think that
Yes, I will. I was raised on Ariana Grande and I love Wicked. I love Broadway. Okay.
did you think that it was warranted that she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress?
I thought she did a great job for like who she is, I guess.
Don't say that too loud. We already are on thin ice from the last episode.
Oh God.
We are?
No.
Oh.
I just, what did we
Well,
say
I'm
about
just.
her last time? I don't remember. I said something about her last time and I was worried that her fans would blow me up.
Oh yeah.
I'm just an
Be careful.
Ariana fan. I always have been. And I thought that her performance was impactful. There were times when I was moved by it. Like, don't come for me. I'm not a film buff. I didn't watch all the other ones because I couldn't say whether or not she deserved it or not, but
I feel like that speaks for
leave it at
something in
that.
itself, though.
I'll leave it at
Like,
that.
she was able to move viewer. That's really impressive,
But like,
regardless
mind
of
you,
the
she
season.
like also like ra like I feel a very spiritual connection to her.
Oh, gotcha.
Like because
Another cult. All right.
yes. No, she like raised me on. That's what I've always said. This is in. I'm in queer media, you guys. No, everyone says it's that every little gay boy has one pop icon diva that they cling on to and just raises them. And my girl was Ariana, and she was just always
It
there.
wasn't Lady Gaga.
No, I
Oh.
love Gaga.
Pause
Rip
up, little monster.
Kids in it. Pause
Hosting SNL.
it. Stream
Hosting
mayhem.
SNL tonight.
Guys, rip him. Like that kid.
You know that kid, Eat Sam?
So sad.
White kid.
We were just talking to
What
him. Yeah. Pause up, little monsters.
are you
I
talking
love little
about?
monsters. I'm singing
I this little
Alejandro.
kid who posted YouTube videos probably in the 2010s, and he was like, for back of letter term, like probably like a little young gay boy, and he was like, he loved Lady Gaga and he was like lip
Okay.
syncing to her videos,
Awesome.
and he was like, pause up, little monsters,
You
like that.
better be jumping.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
that was a better impression than I could do. But now he is like converted to Christianity and he's
Oh.
anti-gay and he says it's really wrong. He says it's like wrong to be gay and he's so happy he got saved and it's like
Wow.
it's really sad kind
So
of.
yeah, rest in
There's
peace.
like there's such like a weird little population of people that like Low Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like a huge YouTuber for like most of his like young teens. And then he went through conversion. It was just weird because I was watching him. Like so many young queer people were watching this and clinging on to something that they could relate to. And then he just disappeared off Earth for a couple of years, came back, and he's like, I'm not gay.
But I know,
Oh,
I've heard
wow.
that he is. He doesn't say whether he's
He doesn't
gay or.
act on it. He like doesn't act on it, but that's the thing.
I don't.
I think that was the thing. He's like, I don't know. You can't take my word for Bible, but he's like, I think he still identifies as being queer or gay, but he doesn't act on it because he knows that like that's not the right thing.
Whoa, weird.
It's
Anyway,
interesting.
pause up, little monsters.
Pause up.
Speaking
Pause up.
of
Pause
queer
up.
media.
Yes, great little segue.
We have a PowerPoint presentation for you, Sam.
Okay,
Cue
this is
the
a
game
new.
show. Cue the game show music. Thank you, Thomas. So here, let me share my screen. How do I do that? Where did it go? Share.
So basically, to give a little
Wait,
preface,
wait, wait, wait. Don't look at the side. Don't look at the side. Don't look at the side.
all right.
Can you see it?
Queer media, we got Drag Race Hot Lap.
That was Sam's idea. That was Sam's name that he came up with. And I couldn't think of a different one. So that's what we're calling it.
It.
Drag Race Hot Lap. I'm going to
It's
add an
very
F
on brand
over
because
that.
this season of Drag Race that's airing right now is great. Yesterday was the best episode of the entire season, like arguably of the past 2 seasons. Yesterday's episode was incredible. I was
So
having.
these are all queens from this most recent season.
No, no. There's one.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
I thought, I don't know how hard we're gonna play into the bit. No, they're all different queens from all different times.
So, how does this game work then?
You have to tell us what you think this queen's name is,
Okay.
just based on a
Okay.
picture of them.
Awesome.
And we'll put this in the YouTube as the if you want to watch along, there'll be a YouTube link, and you can I'll put the timestamp to where this part is, so you can follow along visually. So you can if you're just an audio listener.
Wow.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Round one.
Yeah, there are like three rounds, kind of.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I'll go with just get first
Nail
thing comes to my
polish.
head, Green Knight.
Green Knight.
Right.
That's a beautiful name.
Green Knight.
We'll reveal
But it's
after.
like, I'm trying to think of how first name, last name thing. Gree is not really a good first name, but yeah, I'm just gonna go with Green Knight. Green Knight.
Okay, we're marking that off.
Mark that off. We'll reveal after the first four. Does that sound good, Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is easy. This is Alligator.
I kind of love
That
that. That's good. I like it.
is good.
Alligator. Okay. Ready?
Okay. Okay. This one is, man, should I describe this for the audio listeners or is that the
Why don't
whole
you
point of
try and
the
describe it
YouTube
for the
video?
audience?
Yeah.
Okay. Pink person is pink and they have black leather gloves and black leather high-heeled boots or maybe just shoe.
Do you
Are
know the
those boots?
reference? Do you know the reference?
Oh, I don't know if I do. Oh, is this like Patrick from SpongeBob?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So they're pink like the starfish. And then their hair is large and blonde, maybe pink also. It's kind of in a triangle type. That's how it's situated. Patty Star, that's the name. I'm going with that.
Okay. I like that. Okay, ready, next one. Why don't you describe them just in case someone's driving right
Okay, so this.
now? Watch.
Wow. This person is like metal, it looks like metal silver accents to their clothes with like a little metal crown. It's pointy. Purple is the other main color. I'd say like a purple cape and purple like eyeliner. The name. I don't know. I might need some hints with like some names here.
I think you should go with your gut.
My
More like if you have she, it was like, give me a name. You just had to name her.
Yeah, and you had to like bestow it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
I'm gonna p put
Bright
Jeopardy.
Star. That's what I'm going for. Bright
What was
Star.
it?
Bright Star.
Okay. Should we go back for, to the beginning of this round?
Yeah,
Okay.
we can do the name reveals.
Okay. Ethan, why don't you reveal?
So right here, her name is, it's three names. Amanda Tori Meeting.
Oh, that's awesome.
A mandatory meeting.
That is Green Knight is a mandatory meeting.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
Next one. So this is not Alligator.
She's missing out there. There's something there.
Claudia, would you like to reveal her name?
Name is Amanda Story meeting.
What? Oh, this
This,
is gonna be all the
yes.
same person?
You'll never guess
No way.
what her name is.
Not Patty Star. What do
Is
you think it
not Patty
is?
Star. Her name
Amanda
is
Tori
Amanda Tory Meeting.
Meeting. Wow.
One last one.
I'm
This
gonna have to go that Bright Star is actually a mandatory meeting.
it was
You
actually
got it
a
right.
meeting. Wow.
Okay, so that was the first bit. We knew we couldn't continue that on for the entire time because you would probably catch on eventually. But I really thought you would have caught on by the fourth one. I'm really
Nope.
you picked really good ones, Ethan.
I
Those
tried
were
to give
really
more
different ones.
diverse looks. She's not America's favorite drag queen, let me tell you that.
No, she's not.
A mandatory meeting is not.
Her makeup is pretty,
No one
like,
likes
people
a
don't like her.
mandatory meeting.
Was she like a villain on the season?
No, she was a victim.
Oh.
Or
Of
I'm not
Plain
really
Jane.
sure the how
She's
the
Plain Jane's
concept
victim?
of the
Yeah,
show
she was Plain
works.
Jane's like number one victim, actually.
I
So
didn't
what
watch.
is the purpose of the show? What are they competing for something?
Yeah, they're competing to be America's Next drag queen superstar.
Have you
Okay.
ever seen America's Next Top Model?
I've seen
Or
like YouTube
do you
with
like
like
understand the basic
Tyra
premise of
Banks.
like a certain amount of girls that then are like eliminated every week through challenges and they're trying to become like the next
Okay,
big
yes.
thing? It's like that, but for drag.
What are some of the
Like once you
challenges then?
win, it's like a lot of different. They'll do like
So much
design
different stuff.
challenges. Like they'll have to like design a certain amount of looks,
Like
like
sewing, acting, dancing,
comedy.
music. Yeah, comedy's a big part of it. Sometimes they'll have a talent show, but a lot of the times it's based on their runway looks and lip syncing, which is like really key to drag.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for
So
round two?
now we're going into some round two. This is like we got some like heavy hitters, some really popular people, some just like superstars throughout the ages. Some of them are
Okay.
older, some of them are not.
And you know these names better than I do, so you might have to do more reveals on
I
this one.
can do all the reveals.
Okay.
All
Or
right.
reveals.
are we going to
And I'm
reveal one by
still
one
Yeah,
or
we'll just do it right after.
after?
And I'm still guessing the name, right?
Okay.
Okay. This is
Describe her.
okay. This person has black hair that they're, I don't really know how to, they're all bunched up in like different balls that are segmented. I don't know how, yeah. And then wearing like a bra and some blue pants, blue shorts maybe. And then some earrings that are kind of look like little brushes or like fly fishing lures.
Okay. What do you
And
think her name is?
their name is B is B. I'm just gonna go to that.
B.
Yep.
B.
That's a good drag name.
That is a good drag name.
Just B. Is it the letter B or is it BEE?
It's
Or
however they're
BEF?
feeling at the time.
Oh.
Sometimes they just do the letter, sometimes it's BEE, sometimes it's BEA. So
Ethan, what is her name?
this here is Miss Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Ah, so close.
You were really
You
close.
a couple letters away, but
Has she explained the origin of that name on her season?
Nutmeg Ganache.
I don't think so. I think she was just like,
Like, is she a
don't
baker?
know. I don't know, honestly.
Like that'd be a good like baking like. I don't know, because some drag queens have like themes, like they're like this kind of drag queen, or like Dawn. We're not going to show Dawn, but she has elf ears, and she's, I don't know. Sometimes they can have
She's
themes.
like sometimes they have like a character. So
I feel like I've been making names, maybe not this one, but based on what they're currently wearing in the photo. But that's not necessarily the best way to do it. It seems like they're the outfit doesn't always correlate with what
Yeah, for
like
sure.
their
You gotta read into
theme.
like the spirit, the aura that
The
they're giving
spirit, yeah. All right,
off
I'll tap
the
into
other.
that. I'll tap into that.
So this is
Yeah, say
this
a little bit about
is the
her.
new season. She's in this current
Most recent
season.
season.
And she actually won yesterday's episode. So,
She
all
did?
right. Yep.
This is Helena Handbasket. Like Helena Handbasket, but Helena
Yes,
Handbasket.
I kind of love that.
Helena Handbasket.
Yep.
Well, I feel like we should be writing these
But,
down.
yeah.
Everybody, please welcome to the stage, Helena Handbasket.
I'm actually, there was
But
actually a bit of
she pronounces it Helena, though. Just
Oh.
saying. Just have to put that out there.
This one actually had a little spoiler in it if you looked close enough that I didn't even notice when I picked the photo. She has
Really?
the chains. Her name is
Oh, I didn't see that
Helena.
either. Her name is in the photo, if you look.
Her first name.
Okay. For the audio listeners, this Helena handbasket is kneeling in the water with black heels and a blue
Kind of like a suit.
dress suit.
Yeah.
It's like
Structured
a
dress. Get up.
yeah. And then there's some chains
Yeah, look
coming
at the
off.
chain.
Oh, and the chains, I'm noticing them now. I can't. Lydia is their real name?
Yes, that's her
Yeah.
first name.
Lydia Handbasket is
So close. This is actually Lydia B. Collins. Her middle name
Like
is one
Linda.
that's really unique. This one actually has a bonus round.
We're
And
gonna come back to
you,
this at the end.
yeah, let's just think about that. There's so many things that B could stand for. I want you to think about that and we'll come back.
Okay. Yep.
Lydia B. Collins, everyone.
Maybe.
This one I do. This one is a
She's
she is an
very
iconic actress.
famous. Very famous.
One of
Yes.
I would say one of the most famous.
Oh, I
That's
recognize them immediately.
we could give you a little hint if you want.
I'll take a hint.
Named after one of the 50 states.
Oh, this is Miss Zuri. That's what it is.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that. Miss Zuri. How does she
Yeah, I
spell that for
recognize
you?
her immediately.
How does she spell it?
MIZZOROURI.
It's not tune. It's not like Miss.
No, it is, but there I didn't say the space.
Okay.
But it's still spelled with a Z, like Ms. Frizzle, but Ms.
Missouri.
Zuri. Yeah.
Missouri.
Can
Okay,
I do this
wait. Yeah,
one?
you can do the announcement.
Okay, so this queen's name is actually Alaska.
Oh,
Alaska
yes, I can see
Thunderfuck.
it. You pick
Alaska
that.
Thunderfuck, what, 9,000?
Yeah.
Is it
Nice. That is an
3
awesome name.
9,000?
I think it's 9,000.
Alaska Thunderfuck 9,000 is her full
That's
God-given name.
pretty good.
She's
That's
actually
pretty
named
good.
after a strain of weed. Is she?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Is the full strain Alaska Thunderfuck 9,000?
That I couldn't tell you.
I think that's the first time there's been an F word because I bleeped the last. I'll have to bleep those F words
Oh.
just in case.
That's okay. No
Okay,
worries.
next
We'll just
one.
give it the explicit rating.
This is an older queen. Not super famous, but I just wanted you to take a wild
Yes.
shot.
This is.
I'll give you a little hint. I think the hints
Yep.
are fun. Think like her first name is related to something that would be like out of the US Treasury or the US Mint.
Her name. You told me like right before this, and I don't remember it.
Okay. This is Dime Square Sparkle. That's their name.
Dime Square Sparkle.
Yep.
Sparkle.
Can you imagine people are like, oh my God, that's it. Exactly. You nailed it. That is her name.
I mean, maybe it is. I'm waiting for the reveal.
No, this is penetration.
Okay. I was close. I was on the right track with the dime and the penny.
Right, yeah, I definitely just needed a little less sense in your answer.
Yes. Yes.
This is arguably the most famous drag queen.
That's not RuPaul. Do you think she's more famous than RuPaul?
Okay.
That's the question.
I don't know. Honestly, maybe.
All
It's
right. This queen is wearing a short black dress with the numbers on the front, and they're white and blocky numbers, and
this
they're
is also,
mostly
can I say
nines
something? This is a
and
really
eights.
old picture of her. She
Yeah.
really
Okay.
doesn't look much like this anymore. She kind of does.
Blonde hair with a black bow on top and a little metal bracelet.
Can I give a hint?
Yes, I'd love one.
How do I say this? Maybe I need help with this. She's named after a
Not Hasbro.
large toy manufacturer.
Oh, this is multiplication brat. That's her name.
What does that mean?
Numbers on the dress and not Hasbro, and so I'm thinking not Barbie, or maybe that's Mattel. I'm thinking of the Bratz dolls is what I'm thinking of.
You did mention her
Not
last name.
Hasbro. Is that Hasbro?
No, it's not Hasbro, but you were really close for a second.
It's not multiplication brat.
It's not
What?
not her name.
Multi.
You said it earlier.
Final guess. Their name is. I'm sticking with. I'll go. I'm sticking with multiplication brat. I know that's not it, but I'm sticking with it.
No, so this is actually what probably my favorite drag queen of all time. And her name is Trixie Mattel.
Oh,
Do
that
you say?
makes sense. The hints make a lot of sense now.
Yeah. Because she's kind of Barbie-esque, I think.
Yes, yep. No, I can see that. The hair, the pose, for sure.
Okay, I think we might
I feel
be.
like that was right in front of me, and I just totally whiffed on that one.
Yeah. And she grew up like this is to, not to get into her lore. But she was bullied a lot growing up by her stepdad. She had a really evil stepdad who called her Trixie as like an insult because
Wow.
she was like a young queer boy growing up in, where was it, Minnesota?
That sounds somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah. And her stepdad called her Trixie a lot. So that's the
I
lore.
reclaimed it. It's beautiful.
I can't remember who's
That is
next.
beautiful. I can, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, this person, this is a selfie for the audio listeners, and their eye makeup looks kind of like a butterfly. And they're blonde and they have big hoop earrings. And I'm going to say that their name is Mother Moth.
Mother Moth, what about them
Yes.
giving off to you?
The eye makeup.
Okay.
Yep. And that's what I'm basing my guess off of.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I think you know this person. I know you've heard this name before.
Okay. Okay.
Actually
Interesting.
Thomas Griffith.
This is Mark Stover.
It's
Real?
actually you. We did drag on you while you were sleeping.
Oh,
It took
no wonder. No wonder.
No, Ethan, will you tell him who it is?
Yeah, this is James Charles.
Oh, yes, I can see that now, actually. Rings a
Okay.
bell right there in front of my face.
We have one more. We have one more for you.
This is a really famous drag queen too.
I do know who James Charles is,
We
but
figured.
apparently not enough to recognize
I really thought that was
her
going to
name.
get you.
This person is wearing blue and almost like a Cleopatra style haircut, but with it's all silver. And then the blue dress has a large cutout like down below the belly button. And they're also wearing blue sleeves that match the dress. And kind of looks like one of the Kardashian people, but I'm not sure. So,
What's your guess?
I'm gonna guess this is Blue Nilly.
Blue Nilly.
Like the Blue Nile.
Everyone,
Blue
everyone, please welcome to the stage. Blue Nilly.
Nilly.
I think she's gonna
Yes.
be in season 18, is what I heard.
Yes. She just got the call.
Ethan, will you tell him?
Yeah, so you were actually really close with this one. You had it right on the tip of your tongue. This is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, so I was close at first.
You were. I thought you were gonna catch on, and then you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of caught
That,
on.
that those are all the drag queens that we have for you today. This concludes
Perfect.
our
Includes the hot lap.
Drag Race Hot
This
Lap.
includes the hot lap. Yeah, awesome. That was great. The more you know. And the B in
Oh
Lydia
yeah.
is
Oh yeah.
it's
Oh
for
yeah.
Bodacious. That is my guess.
Not quite.
Think a little raunchier.
Yeah. Or NSFW.
I'm trying to think of B words.
We all got one.
But?
Even worse. Her name is Lydia Butthole Collins,
Oh,
which I
gotcha.
think is so funny. Her name, do you think
Nice.
Ethan thinks that she was joking when she said that on the show?
So the lore of it is that her name is Lydia B. Collins. That's Lydia B. Collins. That's her biological given name. That's on her birth certificate. And on the first episode of Drag Race, RuPaul goes up to her and was like, "What does the B in like what does it stand for?" And she goes, "Butthole."
Wow.
So my
And everyone
lore
just took
is
it and ran with it.
that she just took it and ran with it. And now
Nice.
it's like her thing. Now everyone just calls her Butthole.
Because isn't a half the show like trying to make Rue laugh?
Pretty much.
You're just trying to really impress.
And she's low-key an
Gotcha.
easy laugh. RuPaul is kind of an easy laugh.
This is true.
But if you can't make her laugh, it's really embarrassing.
Except for when you do a RuPaul impression, that will not make RuPaul laugh.
That
There's
happens
really.
often, or is it like a
It happened
one-time
one
thing?
time and it will
And that
never
one,
happen again.
okay,
It's
that's
happened a
a.
couple
Times, honestly.
Really? I
Yeah.
only know the one when. So Trixie Mattel did a RuPaul impression.
Yeah, and then later, well, actually, later there was a season where their whole runway category was like I was a knight of 1,000
Thousand
RuPauls.
Ruse.
Yeah, and someone
That's so fun. That's
everyone
such a
kind
funny
of
theme.
and
A knight of a
everyone kind of
thousand
dressed up
ruse.
as one of her like iconic like RuPaul drag queen moments, but this one drag star, and her name is Milk, who's really iconic.
I remember Milk.
She has a lot of lore, a lot of lore.
Okay, great name too.
And she walked down the runway as RuPaul, but as a man in drag.
Whoa.
And
Why
it
do I
went.
not know this? I'm looking up a photo. Hold on.
It's like it's funny. It's funny, but it was like really
Oh
like
my gosh.
jaw-dropping because it was like you don't wear pants on the runway. You do not wear
Oh.
pants and you have to wear heels on the runway and he doesn't do either.
Oh, this is crazy. I did not know this happened.
Hey Claudia, can you show me?
Yeah, here, let me share my screen.
There's also some really funny lore about Milk if you want to hear about it.
Whoa. Whoa.
There. Which, here, let me go back. It's like this. That is so funny. I did not know that happened. What is Milk's lore?
Milk is just like, well, Milk is what, do you guys, here's the lore, here's the part of it.
For our audio listeners, I pulled up a Reddit page that is like paragraphs long about Milk.
She's a great queen. She's what a lot of people in the Drag Race community would like to call trade.
Oh.
Trade. And that
Does
basically
Sam,
means
yeah, I was gonna say, does Sam know what trade
it's
means?
like trade is like a gay person who's almost comes off as a straight. So it's like they're really masculine, really straight, but everyone kind of wants them. They're kind of
Really
like,
objectively attractive,
yeah.
also, right? Like out of drag, that's like a really
Yes.
handsome guy.
Yes. And
Sure.
then this is kind of NSFW, so cut it out if it's not allowed in the pod. But this is really funny. So basically, Milk did not do, she did very mid in her season and she got voted out. And then, like a lot of drag queens, honestly, she started resorting to OnlyFans. And there's this one video, and she is. I'm trying to explain this in the most like PC way possible. She basically films this video and posts it on her OnlyFans. And but then she takes a voiceover over the video that's NSFW and is like, hey y'all, wasn't planning on filming today, but I went out to dinner with this man who is coincidentally a really famous gay porn star. And yeah, I know. And she's like, I didn't like clean, by the way, but like I just thought like y'all had to see this video. And so she's like, but here it is.
Wow.
And she uploads it to her OnlyFans, and what is it like really gr like good? And then what's the
Wow.
backlash? What's the ripple effects of this?
Everyone was like, why did you do this? Like,
Like
you didn't
no
have to
one
do
made her.
this.
Yeah.
You did not have to do this. And then, but she was like, yeah, like I just like really had to. Like, it was like, I just had to upload it. Like, it's just too good not to. And we were like, I don't know
Like,
about
oh, that's one way to put
that.
it.
Yeah, and now it's never, it will forever be attached to her name.
Thanks for the brown milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That concludes Drag Race Hot Lap then.
Yeah.
Drop a comment down below. Who do you think is going to be America's next top
Drag
drag
superstar.
queen, drag superstar? And maybe what is their name? Let us know. And this is
Maybe
not sponsored,
they'll
by the
go
way.
season
Pod.
18. You
You guys should get them on the pod.
Yeah.
Is
RuPaul, if
nail
you want to come
polish?
on the pod, you're welcome. You're always welcome.
I think nail polish will be on season 18.
Nail polish. It's a good
Nail
one.
polish.
You listen to Nevermind.
No.
Is the podcast with Veronica and what's the other guy's name?
Kyle.
Kyle. And they do you know that guy who does like really niche musical theater impressions on Instagram? And he'll be like my impression of like the villains doing their bows, like at the in after a show, or like my impression of the senior who got the supporting role when she thinks she deserved the lead. And he'll do
We'll have
like
to send these
really,
to you. They're pretty
really
funny. Yeah, I was gonna
niche.
say this sounds exactly like something I would do.
So funny. I think he is like the funniest person on Instagram. And that is like one of the main reasons I'm really sad I don't have Instagram anymore. And they invited him. So Veronica is that, you know, that girl who's always like on Instagram and she has really short, she has like a bob. She's always doing like funny, weird bits.
I'm not a Reels user, unfortunately.
All right. Well, anyway, they do a podcast that's very similar to this. A lot of inspiration for this podcast came from that one. And they invited Mitch onto the show and he asked them all what their drag queen names were. And nail polish was hers because she's Polish.
I always said that mine would be, I mean, I don't really think I could do it because I'm not a Latina or Latino. But if I was, I think it would be Aubrey La Puerta, because it kind of sounds like Abre La Puerta, and it's like open the door.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I like
Right?
it. Clip
No, I
it,
like it.
cancel.
I like it.
No.
I like it.
Oh,
And
yeah,
then
I like that as well.
Mitch's was Lydia with a Y, and like her last name was with a Y. And then they asked if she would spell it with an I, but then her last name would be with a Y, which I think is like the funniest thing. And then she was like doing, like Mitch was doing an impression of the way Drag Race songs sound. And so and it was like Lydia with a Y. Like I can't even do the right, we
The
know what I'm
champion,
saying.
the crown.
Yeah. And I can't even do it. It makes me laugh too hard to be able to like do an accurate impression of the way they sound. Snatch that crown. Whatever they say. Anyway, you should listen to it just this episode of this podcast, just because I think you would appreciate
I will. I
the way
will.
he
We'll
does it.
also send you, we can send you some of the Mitch Woods videos. They're
Yeah,
pretty funny.
I'll go on Instagram.com on my computer and I'll send you some.
All right. We've got a couple
Listener submitted questions.
listener submitted questions. So Thomas, cue the Q&A music.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay. Thank
I think
you.
we should start with question two because I think that's more applicable here.
Yeah, we definitely don't have to read them all
Okay.
because there's so many.
Yeah, we
You
got a
guys
lot.
really went all out.
We got a lot.
So first question, Thomas G wants to know, what are your top five Charlie tracks?
Ooh.
This is
Which
for everyone can answer this.
Sam asked me this earlier because Thomas asked us this earlier, and so I had a list pre-made because I have really had to think about it.
I think I could do this off the cuff.
I can go if you guys need some more time.
I'll
Yeah,
need a
go
minute
for it.
to collect my thoughts. Yeah, you go first.
Okay, well, let me find. Okay, I found it. Okay, ready? I think my number one is 1999. I think with Troye Sivan, that is my favorite. Number two, I really like Claws. Number three, I really like Anthems. I really like Back to Back. And then Yuck is one I really like as well. Those are my top five. I'm also not like the biggest Charli XCX fan in the world.
Yeah, I also am not, but I did really like Brat and really liked the oh, what's the one at like after it's like Brat but reworked Brat but it's completely different, but
It's still Brat.
it's yeah
Sure.
that I, this isn't in order, but I really like the one on there with Blade,
Yes.
Rewind,
Rewind.
Rewind. I really liked Talk Talk with Troye Sivan, and I'm trying to think of some other ones. Club Classics is a good one off
You just read
the.
Brat song. Those are the only Charli X
I
songs.
know.
No.
I'm only gonna. Most of these are gonna be from Brat because I. The one I mainly listen to. I can't say I'm super familiar with the other or some of her other L pop too. And like.
How I'm feeling now?
Yeah, I can't say I'm super familiar with
Crash.
those. I'll also say. So I've listed three right now. Track was it track 10 on Pop 2? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
That one's cool.
I
I really
used to
like that
be
one.
friends with people who really liked that song. I listened to that song a lot. Do you remember that, Ethan?
Yes.
Do you remember
Anonymous Charlie fan.
who really liked? We're gonna bleep that. This is too far into the lore. But I used to be really good friends with people who were like before the whole Charlie craze of 2024. I knew a guy who had a big tapestry of Charli XCX in his room,
Whoa.
and he was like a straight man. He's actually a
He was
Christian.
reading the
What the
signs. He was
fuck?
in tune with the
Christian straight man who had a Charli XCX tapestry in his room. Well,
ahead of his time.
he was really. I'm sure he's pissed about it. I doubt they all, I mean, I don't doubt that they all are pissed, but that's not me.
And let's see. My last one, I guess I'm just gonna throw it back to like what, high school or middle school, and I'll say Boom Clap.
Oh,
Not my favorite, but I'm just giving it a shout out.
Fault in Our Stars.
That's a hot take.
I went
Not,
to
yeah.
I'm
I'm
a
a Charlie
Charlie.
fan.
Just give it a shout out.
Ethan?
I don't know if I could do, I don't know if this is like not in any specific order, but these are just like some of my faves over time. I really love this song called Lip Gloss from Number One Angel. It features Cupcake. It's a good listen.
Okay.
I keep a sticky icky like
Cupcake.
lip gloss is the chorus.
Oh no, I know that one. No,
Oh, I
good.
also have
Yeah.
heard that one.
Really good. I think I since like junior year, maybe sophomore year, I loved Delicious from Pop 2.
Okay.
That's one with Tommy Cash. From Brat, I loved on the remix album B2B with Tinashe. That one's really
Did not
Tinashe.
change it.
Tinashe. It's Tinashe. Totally is.
I don't know. I thought I was wrong. I just didn't know.
It was really weird because it's kind of blowing up on social media right now. But Party For You has been a song I've loved for a really long time. That's
Just
from How I'm
bandwagoning.
Feeling Now.
You're just a
Oh,
bandwagon.
no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not.
just bandwagoning
No,
because it's popular. You
I'm
actually only
not.
started liking Charlie like last year.
No.
I'm out. Hey, I'm gonna out Sam. One time I played Charlie XCX for him in 2020, and you like actively were like, "This is bad. I do not like this."
That's, I feel like that's, yeah, possible. I said that.
I remember it.
I feel like my music
I
taste
was
has
in the
changed over
company
time,
of those
though.
people who really liked Charlie XCX, and it came on the speaker, and you went, "This is something."
Yikes. That's embarrassing. That's all right.
Big fan.
So there's this cool thing that happened last summer. I don't know if you know about it, but it was called Brat Summer. And it was like this big resurgence of Charlie XCX, and
Really?
then she like blew up and she's really popular.
No, I
And
didn't hear anything about
I don't
that.
know if you knew that, but
No, I'm off Instagram.
now
I didn't.
that since I matured and my music tastes have differed and changed over time, I was like all in on that. And I was telling people, like, you got to get on this Charlie wave, you have to do it. And
Did
look at
everyone,
it
were
now.
you the reason Brat Summer happened? Was it you?
Wouldn't say I'm the reason,
You're pretty
but
influential.
I think I helped spread the word, you know?
Yeah.
Early adopter.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah, okay.
This one came from Chloe, which actually she did brief me on this question earlier, just an hour or two ago when I was with
Okay.
her, 2 hours ago. She said, "What's your take? Would you guys swim in the Huron River post PFAS scandal?" From Chloe W.
Wait, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I think that's my answer right now.
I
I was
probably
like,
will be swimming in the Huron River within the next couple months, as soon as
so
the temperature is warm enough.
yeah,
PFAS, like, that's not really necessarily harmful for humans to swim in, but
Same
there was that
thing,
big,
it sounds
like,
scary.
it does sound scary, and you also shouldn't like eat any fish that
Forever
have
chemicals.
it. Yeah, but there was that, I think in 2022 there was that plant that had this like toxin spill into the
Oh,
river.
I remember because we swam in the river the day before it happened.
Yeah.
The day that it happened. Ethan and I were together and swam in the river on that day.
Was that when we went to that like Barton
Yes, it was me, you, Anna, and
Vera?
Cammie.
Oh yeah, it was Cammy.
Cammie and Ashley, I want to say. I feel like it was Cammie and Ashley. Regardless, like the next day, there was a big PFAS scandal. That was, I
No,
remember
that
exactly.
wasn't PFAS though. That was like a different
Toxic,
type
right?
of toxin. I don't remember what it was, but it was much worse for
That was
you.
where I took that picture of you where it looks like you're naked in the
I
water.
know, I hate that
Yeah, let me try. I'm just gonna put it over the Zoom camera, but you can keep. Are PFAS not that bad for you?
Well, like they're bad to ingest, I guess, but by just swimming in them is not necessarily going to hurt you.
But like, what if the water gets in your eyes and in your mouth and stuff?
Well, it's all about like the concentration too, right?
Yeah.
So I think just by that picture's awesome. If you
I
want to
did
see that
edit
picture, you
it. I
have
did edit
to
it. I'm not gonna lie. This is
subscribe to the Patreon.
the original is like this, and you can see his shorts mostly, but then I went and I edited it to make it look like he's
To
falling naked. Patreon exclusive.
answer Chloe's question, yes, PFAS to an extent, but that other spill that happened? No.
Next question.
Next question.
Ellie, why don't you take the next question, Sam?
Yeah, let's see. Which one are we? Oh, here's one from Ellie Y. Ellie with a Y.
Ellie with a
Would
Y.
you, Ellie with a Y, yes. Would you rather know when or how you're going to lose a finger?
I think I would want to know when.
Agreed.
When is that seems like a pretty easy question to me.
I don't
Because
know.
how I would just be like spooked about like ever
Yeah,
doing.
I'd be like constantly paranoid. If
Oh,
I knew
true.
when.
When it's like you can like you know the day it's gonna happen, you can kind of maybe prep for it, like get some
You
medical stuff.
like you say your goodbyes and stuff to
Yeah. Your
yeah.
last
Things,
goodbye.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just feel like if it was like it's gonna get cut off during a I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would impact my
What
life.
if it was just like, I guess it depends how specific it is. Like if it gets cut off by, I don't know. Because if any descriptor, then yeah, you're gonna always be paranoid about being around those things.
But like, what if it's like years later? You're like 85 years old. You find out about it when you're 24. Then you just
Yeah.
live your whole life in panic.
That's true. Yeah, I'm gonna have to, you've convinced me. I think I'm gonna say, what was it? When?
When?
As well? Yeah.
Sorry, Ellie. Wasn't that hard of a question. Shout out to Ellie. Let's
Yeah.
know what your next gig is. Not to out you.
Spirit of Hastings right there.
Did she listen to that? I hope she
I
listened to
think so.
that. Ellie, leave a comment if you listened to the first episode. You are the spirit of Hastings.
Okay.
Wrap up.
We'll wrap up the questions. If you have any answers, especially to that would you rather question, drop them in the comments and or let us know. And we'll maybe read them, your answers, as long as they're nice and not mean.
Okay, this is kind of a long episode. Should we wrap up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Editing team
Okay.
has a lot of work ahead of them.
Yeah, the editing team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have to give them a
The
raise.
I'll get right on that. Yeah, this has been episode 3 with the wickedly talented Ethan Laporte.
Bye,
And thanks for coming on.
thanks
And
to the
is there any?
sponsor.
Oh yeah, we'll say thanks to the sponsors as well.
Thanks to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, big sponsor. If you ever
Mark
want to come
Stover.
on, let us know.
Thank
Mark
you
Stover at the
to,
Men's Glee Club.
yeah, I was gonna say
Yep.
the Men's Glee Club. Thank you so much.
Thank you, SoulCycle.
Thank you, SoulCycle, for sure. This is actually not, it kind of does sound sponsored. Ethan, you got a little PR into it for a while. I'm not gonna lie to you. I might have to trim that down. You really got into it. But
Well,
it's
we're gonna have to send it to my lawyers then.
okay, for sure. I'll do that. Your people will contact my people.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to publicize, Ethan, or share, or a message
Yeah,
you want to give to
when's
all
your next
the
class?
static liners?
Tomorrow. Come to my class on Sundays at 4 p.m.
Hell yeah.
My
You heard it
spicy
here first.
Sundays. My spicy
Ethan,
Sundays.
can I come to it?
Of course.
Okay, I might.
Go to Ethan's SoulCycle class, and you heard it here. If you comment and like, you can go for free.
Yes. We're
That's
gonna
the
do a giveaway
perk.
soon, a listener guest spot for
Oh, wow.
a 15-minute interview on the pod. So if you like, comment, subscribe,
And share.
leave a question, follow us on all our platforms. You might be able to, we I don't know yet. Terms and conditions apply. That's all. Thank you to our listeners.
Bye.
Thank you to our listeners. Once again, you guys are
Do
amazing.
the outro music.
Yeah, cue outro music. Thank you, Thomas.
We love you all.
We'll see
Love
you in
you all,
the
static
next one.
liners.
Bye.
Bye.